For John and Elizabeth Edwards, this will be yet another weekend on the campaign trail, another weekend of meeting voters and shaking the money tree in search of the millions of dollars required to be a viable presidential contender. Tonight, the couple attends a fundraiser in California before flying to Las Vegas for the healthcare forum tomorrow. It is a packed schedule, but not unusual for a presidential candidate. However, this is not an ordinary time for the Edwards family. Yesterday, they announced that her cancer, which was first diagnosed in 2004, has recurred.
The bottom line is her cancer is back. Although when the cancer goes from breast and shows in bone, which it's doing now, it's no longer curable. It is completely treatable. And many patients in similar circumstances have lived many years.
As NPR's senior news analyst Ted Koppel explains, this is a story that struck him very close to home.
As John and Elizabeth Edwards were making their difficult announcement yesterday in Chapel Hill, my wife, Grace Ann, and I were up in New York. Grace Ann was making her first major television appearance on Good Morning America in her new capacity as a patient advocate for COPD. The acronym stands for Chronic Obstructive Pulmonary Disease, but it incorporates such more familiar illnesses as chronic bronchitis and emphysema. She has the latter, which, like Ms. Edwards' cancer, is incurable. Incurable is one of those words that can turn your knees to jelly if you're the one with the disease or someone who cares a great deal about the patient. But the message that Grace Ann was conveying on television yesterday morning and the message that Elizabeth Edwards spelled out with such courage and conviction a few hours later is that incurable does not mean untreatable. I don't know how many people in this country consider themselves written off simply because some doctor told them that their disease can't be cured. Even the most terrible diseases can be treated, and often so successfully that the patient lives a full and productive life for many years to come. 5.5 years ago, my wife's lung capacity was measured at 26% of normal. She was told that she would be on oxygen full-time within 6 months. Her life expectancy was projected at no more than 5 years. Since that time, she's had the benefit of some treatment that has helped her begin exercising again. She's thrown herself into the treatment and rehabilitation programs with remarkable devotion and energy. She's in better condition now than she was 10 years ago. She is not on oxygen, and her lung capacity is close to 70% of normal. Grace Ann is not cured. Someday she will most likely die of her disease. But thanks to good medical treatment, that time seems mercifully far off. Since life itself is a terminal condition, that's not such a bad deal. Indeed, the Elizabeth Edwards and Grace Ann Dorney Koppels of this world probably pack more living into what they have left than most of the rest of us. This is Ted Koppel.